The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
A tropical climate all year round, alongside lively beach clubs, relaxing yoga retreats, and fresh bowls of exotic fruits. It's a holiday of dreams, or is it? Well, Bali is a country that offers all I've described and more, but the Instagram picture is different from the reality. Now, one person who's travelled to Bali is Ruby Borg, lifestyle editor with The Telegraph, and she joins me now. Ruby, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
What attracted you to Indonesia in the first place?
Well, like you said, social media. I actually ended up going because one of my friends had organised a trip there, and I thought, I've seen so much about it online. It looks so amazing, this tropical paradise. I wanted to go and see it myself.
So some of it certainly lives up to that because, you know, the Instagram images may not be inclusive of everything that's there, but the images were produced in Bali. So therefore, some of it is true.
Yeah, it's sort of, I mean, I took a lot of photos when I was in Bali, and I would stand in front of all the unpleasant stuff, and that would be behind the camera, and I'd take a picture of a nice sunset and the ocean. But what you can't see is the piles of rubbish behind, the buildings falling down, the overcrowding, and what looks like, I mean, that's the power of photography. You can make something look completely different to what it actually is. And I have photos of me and my friend on the beach. Looks like there's nobody else there. And there were thousands of people behind us. And there was rubbish under the water. But you can't see that.
My goodness. I'm reading a piece that you wrote. After 12 days in Bali and neighbouring Lombok, my friend Ali and I finally addressed the elephant in the room. Sitting on the floor of a cockroach-infested hostel bathroom, we admitted we weren't having much fun.
Yeah. It was really sad. The thing is, we had travelled so far and spent so much money that as soon as I got there, I was a little bit underwhelmed. I was thinking, this isn't quite what I thought it would be. And we kept having these moments of encountering unpleasant things or like bad behaviour from other tourists. And because we'd spent so much money and saved up for so long and made it into this big thing, afterwards we realized that neither of us wanted to tell the other person we weren't having a very good time because we didn't want to ruin that experience. But
some of the most distressing things you describe are horses used to transport drunken tourists back to their hostels or hotels at 2 a.m. They're shackled and worn.
It was really disturbing. So we went to this island called Gili Ti, and it's sort of known as a party island. My friend had admittedly organised most of the trip, so I didn't really look into where we were going, and in hindsight, I absolutely should have. But we arrived on this island. We were there with a friend of mine who lives in Bali, and these horses looked so ill, and they were tied up, and in the middle of the night they were still there waiting in a line to pick up tourists. Looked like they hadn't had a good meal in a very long time and just being treated like equipment rather than living creatures. It was just really disturbing.
And you say we were both suddenly seeing the island as it really was, walking through the sewage and mud that flooded the streets, the buildings windowless and stacked high with rubbish, abandoned washing machines and decades-old furniture dotting the roadside. That's not the Bali of my imagination, I have to say.
No, and I think the Bali of our imagination does exist in other parts of Indonesia where you're off the beaten track. But when you're travelling, especially as two young women to the other side of the world, you don't really want to go off the beaten track. You want to stay in the touristy areas or where other people will be. You don't want to go off into the unknown. But in hindsight, I think that's probably exactly what we should have done, and we might have had a more pleasant and authentic experience. But instead we were just, I mean, we might as well have gone to Marbella.
And you say that the Instagrammers really should show the truth, and that might bring about change in Bali.
Yeah, and the interesting thing is that I wrote this piece. So I went to Bali a couple years ago, and I wrote this a few months ago, and just as it was being published, I'm not sure if you know who Molly May is.
Mm-hmm, indeed,
she's
I
sort
do.
Of a, yeah. Yeah, so her sister went to Bali and posted about how it wasn't what she thought it would be. And in response to that, a lot of people started sharing their experience as well. And I do think a lot of people go to Bali, have a similar experience to what I had. But then, and I'll admit I did this as well, they go and post the nice pictures that they took of their trip and they try and remember it in a nice, pleasant way. And I think when you spend that much money and you don't want to regret it, and so you sort of try to almost romanticize the memory of it.
And of course, that is what many people, all of us, do on social media. You don't show the bad shot that you took, the selfie, you show the nice shot, the nice selfie that you took. Anyway, Ruby, you're telling the truth now about the Bali that you encountered, and perhaps there'll be a lot more of that exposure too for Bali that might bring about change. Ruby Borg, social media editor with The Telegraph, thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.